Dr. Amik, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once again to the program, dear listeners, the Ramadan Rapid Fire Quiz. And inshallah, yes, we're going to be taking on the calls. Number to call for the quiz, dear listeners, it's similar to that of last year. The first three contestants, inshallah, the first three callers will come live on air for the competition for tonight, inshallah, the Rapid Fire Quiz 2017 Ramadan. All right, dear listeners, number to call for the quiz, inshallah, if you want to participate, it is 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the first three calls to come through, inshallah. While we're waiting for the calls to come through, I'm going to go through some of the rules of the competition, dear listeners. You know, by entering the competition or accepting any prize, if you're a winner, you agree to be bound by these terms and conditions. When you call, inshallah, you've got to provide your names, your ID number, your physical address, your landline number, and your cell phone number as well. Obviously, when you say it, we're not going to be mentioning the details on air, the private details on air. Also, dear listeners, no person may, on behalf of a third party, ever enter any competition, hosted party, or in whole by Radio Islam International. You know, you've got to, all entries must be made personally by the entrant. Also, the outcome of the competition or the result is subject to the decision of the moderator and the program's manager. Their decisions is finals and no correspondence will be entertained after that. Also, dear listeners, it's your responsibility that when you call in, you know, to ensure that all the information which you provide to Radio Islam International, it's complete and accurate and up-to-date as well. And also, when it sweeps up to your hagas and your family and your in-laws, that no board members of Radio Islam International, Radio Islam International employee or the agencies, and members of the immediate family, nor members of the sponsors of any competition, or any of the affiliated companies and agencies, and members of the immediate family may enter any of the competitions, hosted partly or in whole by Radio Islam International. So regarding this, inshallah, dear listeners, before we continue, remember that a whopping 60,000 rands is up for grabs on the Ramadan Radio Islam Rapid Fire Quiz this Ramadan, and we'll be waiting for you to claim your share of the loot. So go head to head with the two fellow contestants each evening, inshallah. So you've got to bend your mind tonight, dear listeners, around approximately 7 questions drawn from themes ranging from Quran Kareem and Seerah to general knowledge and politics, and the daily winner takes and rakes in 1,000 rands instantly and gets a chance to participate again on the weekend. And overall winner scores a gigantic Molly Swapes up, what's it, 25,000 rands. Molly Swapes up 25,000 rands. The runner-up gets 4,000 rands. It's daily, inshallah, just after 6 o'clock. And the weekly finals on Saturdays after Taraweeh Salah. So regarding the citizens, we're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. Number to call for the program for the quiz tonight, Rapid Fire Quiz 011-854-1548G. Molly Swapes up whopping 60 grand for the winner, 4,000 rands to the runners-up. So the overall winner scores a massive 25,000 rands. Runner-up gets 4,000 rands, and a whopping 60 grand is up for grabs on the Ramadan Radio Islam Quiz this Ramadan. G. Molly Suhaib Saab.
Well, Carlo, you're putting so much emphasis on that amount. It seems like you're going to take it out from your pocket, and you'll be rewarding the Radio Islam listeners the way you're carrying on and announcing that so many times you mentioned that figure. What's it? Is it coming out from your pocket?
It's a lot of money, Molly Saib Saab. Inshallah, we're going to listen to the sponsors, who the sponsors are. We say Jazakallah to your sponsorship. Allah reward you. Much appreciated, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you barakat, afiyat, a long life, inshallah. And maybe sponsor more also. Anyway, G, we're waiting for the calls to come through, Molly Saib Saab. We have anybody calling through, inshallah. We're waiting. We have approximately 2 calls, contestants coming through. Number to call, Brother Engineer Saab, 011-854-1548. And Brother Ziad is the engineer for tonight's program. Also, Malona Saab, just to mention that the entrance should be over the age of 16 years of age. Am I correct?
Gee, that is absolutely correct.
All right. And also, dear listeners, no listener can win prizes in more than one competition during Ramadan or more than once in any competition. And also, the winners of the major competitions or the major prizes on Radio Islam in the last few years and the household members and immediate families may not participate in the quiz. So much may I, Molly Swaib Saab. And any violation, Molly Swaib, I got to attempt you, my brother. We're going to throw you out of the studios. All right, anyway, inshallah, dear listeners, any violation or attempt to violate any of the rules we mention will result in immediate disqualification of the transgressor, possible a jail term as well, ranging from 6 months to life.
That's all. So lenient punishment.
Lenient punishment. Yeah, Malik Sayyid Sahib, inshallah. Let's wait for the calls to come through, inshallah. And just to remind our listeners, Malik Sayyid Sahib, they're going to answer the questions, you know, according to the Hanafi Madhab. It's got to be according to the Hanafi Madhab, inshallah. All right, so we're waiting for the calls. We're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. We listen to the sponsorships for the Ramadan fire quiz, inshallah. And yes, keep listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you ready for the Ramadan rapid fire competition quiz for tonight, inshallah? Ramadan 2017, inshallah, we sure are ready for you. Are the contestants ready? And is my co-host, Maulana Suhaib Lazani Asaf, ready? Maulana Suhaib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, are you ready, my brother?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But I'm just curious, why were you jumping up and down now with the skipping rope? Explain to our listeners what you were doing before you went on air.
Yeah, no, I just trying to keep fit, money safe, so you know how it goes. Gee.
It seems like you weren't fasting today. Did you keep a fast?
Gee. Allah make it easy for us, money safe. We were just talking about the day today. Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Ameen.
Inshallah.
All right, we have three contestants for the Ramadan Rapid Fire Day 1, inshallah, tonight, Saturday, 27th of May. Our first contestant, we welcome him, inshallah, Brother Muhammad on the line. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my good friend, my good brother in Islam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Gee, lucky you asked me. How am I also? Jazakallah for asking. Muhammad, what is your surname, my brother? Don't be shy.
I don't want to say it at the moment.
You don't want to say it at the moment. Depends on how you answer the questions.
Inshallah.
Okay, after you answer all correctly, inshallah, then you can tell us where you come from, okay?
Inshallah.
You're married, Muhammad?
Yes.
Are you married? Mashallah. Okay. All right, Jazakumullah. Are you ready for the quiz, my brother?
Inshallah.
All right, you got about approximately 7 questions to answer, and you got 1 minute to answer all these questions.
Okay.
If you win, inshallah, the contestant who gets the most correct, inshallah, walks away tonight with 1,000 rands.
Alhamdulillah, gee.
It's a hell of a lot of money.
Gee, right.
We can get married again, my brother, okay?
One is enough.
One is enough, gee. All right, my brother. Muhammad, are you ready? Just tell me from which town you're calling from.
Joburg.
Yeah, Joburg. We all come from Joburg. But where in Joburg, my brother?
Mayfair.
Okay, that's better, my brother. Jazakallah. Are you ready?
Yes.
And if you want to go ahead, if you don't want to spend a lot of time on the question, just say pass.
Okay, inshallah.
All right.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
Pass.
Okay. Not that you have passed the quiz, but I mean pass to say carry on.
Okay.
Okay, my brother. Here we go. Engineer, sir, are you ready, my brother? Okay, sorry. Okay, let's go. Question 1. Who held the flag of the Ansar in the Battle of Badr? 1. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Mu'az, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 2. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik. 3. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu anhum.
Number 1.
How do you spell the word millennium?
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-U-M.
Baghdad is a place and final resting place of which of the Imams? 1. Imam Abu Hanifa. 2. Imam Malik. 3. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh.
Number 1.
What is the meaning of the word Al-Ma'un in Surah Ma'un?
Pass.
Yeah. Who was the last man on the moon? 1. Neil Armstrong. 2. Genie Karnan. 3. Yuri Gagarin.
Number 3.
Who was the last Sahabi to pass away? 1. Sayyidina Abu Tufail Amir bin Wathila. 2. Sayyidina Anas bin Malikin. Or 3. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad. Who is the Minister of Health in South Africa?
Arun Motsoaledi.
Arun who?
Arun Motsoaledi.
Motsoaledi. You got to say it properly, like the swan away, my brother. Not the Indian way. You got to say the swan away. Try again. Arun who?
Arun Motsoaledi.
Motsoaledi. Okay, my brother. Jazakumullah. Maurice Raif Saab, let's go through, inshallah. The first one is got right. My brother, you passed matric, I guess? And which school did you attend? I'm curious to know. Maybe we were in the same class.
No,
maybe
no,
we
no.
schooled together. Maybe
no,
we were
no,
buddies,
no,
you know.
No, see? I'm not so old as yet.
Oh. Okay. So which school you attended, my brother?
JMS.
All right, we've got to see the principal there of JMS. Millennium, my brother, is not spelled with one M. It's spelled with two N's.
Oh, okay.
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-U-M.
Okay.
Lucky, you never tell us what your surname is. Okay, my brother. Mawla Saif Sa Baghdad is a place in a final resting place of which are the Imams. We asked him one Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, or three Imam Ahmad bin Hamad rahmatullahi alayhi. The correct answer, like my brother said, is one.
No.
Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, yes. He's out there in Baghdad. Jazakumullah. That is the correct answer as well. So you have 1-2. The last man on the moon. What did you say? Sorry, the Ma'un. What did you say? We asked you. What is the meaning of the word Ma'un in Surah Ma'un? My brother, we all learn inshallah. Tell us, what is the meaning?
I don't know. Pass.
Oh, you said pass. I thought you said bus. I was going to ask you again, Ji. All right, last man on the moon. You don't know who it was.
Because it's Jiru. What's the number 3? You're in Kajarina, something like that.
Khari who?
No,
Genie, Karnan.
No, Subhanallah, the Russian guy or something.
All right, whoever he was, my brother. And the Minister of Health in South Africa, mashallah, it is Aaron. So we have 1-2 right, one is Faif Saf, 1-2 right, okay?
G.
Am I right?
G.
All right.
Two.
My brother Muhammad?
G.
2 out of 7. You got a lower grade pass. Okay, my brother. Zakallah, nice talking to you, and we'll get back to you inshallah shortly. You're my brother in Islam, and don't take anything to heart.
No problem.
It's all lighthearted, okay? Don't hit me on the road sometime, you see me. Okay, my brother.
Inshallah.
Allah keep you happy. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alright, Mawla Saif Sahab, anything from your side, my brother? I know you like to talk too much, but keep it short and simple. Anything you want to say? I know you want to say something, G. Just say it.
No, I won't say it.
Okay, mashallah. 2 out of 7, Mawla Saif Sahab. 2 out of 7, not bad.
G. Alright. It will depend on other contestants.
It will depend how the other contestants do. G. Contestant number 2, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alright, sister, I'm not going to ask you too many questions. Just may I ask you, you're the sister from which country, in which province, in which town?
From Natal.
Oh, you're from Natal. Where in Natal, Appa?
Yes.
Where in Natal?
I don't want to mention.
Oh, okay, you don't want to mention, G. Okay. Yeah, Mawla Saif Sahab is here. Rather not say where you come from, Appa. Anyway, are you ready for the quiz, Appa?
Inshallah.
All right, you've got 7 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer. And if you don't know the answer, just say pass.
Okay.
All right, Appa, are you ready? Engineer Sahab, are you ready? All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question, in which year did the siege of Taif take place? 1, 6 after Hijrah. 2, 5 after Hijrah. Or 3, 8 after Hijrah.
Number 2.
How do you spell the word liaison?
Yes.
How do you spell the word liaison?
Liaison.
S with the S.
L-A-S-I-O-N.
Who is a Sahabi due to whose abstinence in Zuhd Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared him to Nabi Isa alayhi salam? 1. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is number 2. 3. Sayyidina Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 1, 2 or 3?
What's number 1, Ma?
Sayyidina Abu Dharr.
Number 1.
In Surah Quraysh, Allah speaks about the travels of the Quraysh. To where would they travel in summer?
I'm not sure. Pass.
Where is the Strait of Tartary located? On the coast of 1, Russia. 2, Spain. 3, Iran.
Number 2.
And what was number 2?
Spain.
Alright. Alright, let us go through the questions. We'll give the questions and the answers when it's waves up. Inshallah, we are learning all together.
Can I change the last one, number 3?
You want to change your name and go for another quiz, Appa?
No, the last question.
Oh, I thought you said you want to change your name and start all over again. Okay, you want to change your last question, Appa, so what do you want to change?
The answer to number 3.
You want to change the answer to number 3 and maybe ask you, what was the answer to number 3, Appa?
Think Russia.
You think Russia. But okay. Appa, even if it is correct, it's not going to help. The gong went approximately 15
okay,
minutes
no
ago.
Problem.
I'm sorry for that, Appa.
No.
It's over. So, Appa, you got 1 right. 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay, Appa. Apologies for that. Jazakallah for trying. All the best, inshallah. You can call us always again. Jazakallah, Appa.
Inshallah.
All right. Dua's requested. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All right, Molly Saves Up, anything you want to say?
It is quite challenging, Mulana, but why don't you give us the answers?
All right, let's go through the answers, inshallah. In Surah Quraysh, Allah speaks about the travels of the Quraysh. To where would they travel in summer? Sister, I'm sure they go to the Blue Lagoon. She's from Natal, Manasab.
Yeah.
We asked, where would they travel in summer? The answer there is Sariapa. Where is the Strait of Tartary located on the coast of 1, Russia, 2, Spain, 3, Iran? The correct answer is 1. The answer there is Russia. Well, it's Raipsab. We also asked, in which year did the siege of Taif take place? 1, 6 after Hijrah, 2, 5 after Hijrah, or 3, 8 after Hijrah? The correct answer is, what is Raipsab?
8 after Hijrah.
Sorry?
8, number 8.
8. Open, you've got to open up the mouth and say 8 when it's Raipsab. Okay. 8 after Hijrah. Alright, Jazakumullah for that. And yes, we go on further, inshallah. We had a brother from Johannesburg, Mayfair Muhammad's got 2 out of, I think, 7, right? A sister from Natal's got 1 out of 5. Muhammad is leading so far. Muhammad, I'm sure you can smell the 1,000 rands, my brother. Yeah, his eat shopping will be sorted out. He'll be lucky man. Yeah, gee.
And he'll still be in finals as well.
Inshallah, for the
35,000 rands.
Gee. All right. Let's continue, inshallah. Mawlana Sahib Saab, let's take our third contestant on the line. We welcome our third contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Third contestant, Brother Ziad, Engineer Saab, do we have our third contestant? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Anonymous.
First, make salam to me, my brother. Say wa alaikum salam.
I thought you heard.
No. Sorry. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ask me, how are you?
What I heard, you top of the world.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Allah keep us always happy.
Ramzan Mubarak.
Jazakumullah. All right. Molly Swaib Saab will be asking the questions, inshallah, to you, my brother.
No, you're doing a good job, Mulana Kara. You can continue. If this brother gets more than 2 correct, that means he will be walking away with 1,000 rand tonight, Mulana Kara.
Okay, my brother, you heard Molly Swaib Saab?
Yes.
If you get more than 2 right, you getting big bucks. You can retire after tonight.
Inshallah.
Don't say inshallah, your wife will kick you out, my brother. 1,000 rand, you can't do too much, my brother, nowadays. Okay, are you ready, anonymous brother, from, I guess, Indonesia?
You said can get married to that house.
Yeah, you can get married.
I wish it was so cheap.
Okay, my brother, 60 seconds to answer the questions, okay? We're going to be asking you 7 questions. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Yes. Okay, here's the first one. Question. In which year did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1. In the 5th year of Nubuwa. 2. In the 7th year of Nubuwa. Or 3. In the 11th year of Nubuwa.
11.
How do you spell the word supersede?
Pass.
Was Damascus conquered by the Muslims in the Khilafat of 1. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, 2. Sayyidina Umar, or Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum? 1, 2, or 3?
Sayyidina Umar.
In which place was the army of Abraha destroyed?
Repeat it.
In which place was the army of Abraha destroyed?
Iraq.
How long was the longest tapeworm found in the human body? 1. 1 meter, 2. 5 meters, 3. 33 meters.
33.
Okay, my brother, which Sahabi was known as the Rajil of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he ran very, very fast? 1. Sayyidina Usayd bin Hudayr, 2. Zayd bin Harith, or 3. Salma bin Aqwa?
1.
Okay, my brother, you were hitting a tatama chance all the way. But yes, I think you've done very, very well, Mali Swaib Saab.
I think so.
Yeah, yes. You've done very, very well.
Not very, very well, but you've done well.
Okay, sorry, not you've done fairly well. My brother, you didn't know the spelling of the word supersede. If you get this one correct, we're going to be giving you 10 grand. You got 5 seconds. Supersede, my brother. Bonus question.
S-U-P-P.
So, start again. There's no 2 P's here, there's only 1 P.
S-U-P. Start again.
Yeah?
Yes.
S-U-P-S means soups. Start again, my brother.
S-U-P-E-R.
Yeah.
E-D.
D-E-L-P-E. No. S-U-P-E-R-S-E-D-E. Supersede.
Okay.
Okay,
no, I'll get a lesson.
All right. And the tapeworm, Mani Swayam Sahib, did you know this answer? How long the tapeworm was? The longest tapeworm found in the human body. It is 33 meters. Subhanallah, imagine.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, it swallowed uncle up very quickly. And we also asked, was Damascus conquered by the Muslims in the Khilafat of one Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu? My brother, you answered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and mashallah, you get the correct answer. You get 1, 2, 3. One of the same sum, 3 out of 6, 50% pass. Mashallah, you're the winner today.
For other answers?
So the other answers, now you're trying to be a bit clever than me now. Which Sahaba?
I want you to do your job.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Which Sahabi was known as the Rajil or the cavalry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he ran very, very fast?
I think there's a third one. I was wrong there.
So what was the third one, my brother?
Salma.
Huh? It's very easy to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. Yeah, but what's the name?
I think it was Umar Salma.
Salma bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'anhu. MashaAllah, very fast. He ran. My friend Mali Swayam Sahib really can't run fast to save his life. So the answer is Sayyidina Salma bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'anhu. My brother, you proved your point, MashaAllah. You're very, very clever. You don't have to ask us more questions. Mali Swayam Sahib, he's got how much? 50%. 3 questions correct. You walk away with 1,000 rands, my brother. How do you feel?
Shukr, alhamdulillah.
Tell us more. How are you going
to
spend
Ramadan?
Oh, nice to start the Ramadan. So you were waiting for the 1,000 rands to start of the Ramadan?
Yeah, it feels like Eid.
It feels like Ramadan started last Sunday and tonight is Eid. Okay, my brother, Jazakallah so much. You make dua for us. Nice talking to you, mashallah. We'll be talking at the end
I'll
of the
week. I'll tell you off air what I'll do with the money.
You're going to tell me off air what you're going to do with the money?
Yes.
All right, please do tell us, okay? Not on air.
Jee.
Okay, my brother.
Jazakallah.
You make special dua for us. All the best, inshallah, Ramadan Mubarak to you, okay?
Your duas are very, you know, it means a lot.
No, you're making fun of me now.
And Shoaib. Mawlana Shoaib.
Mani Swayam Sahib is a good man, mashallah. Take his duas.
Oh, very nice person.
Mashallah.
Oh, very humble.
Very humble. Yeah, you got to know the person, my brother. I know him. You don't know him. That's why you're saying he's very good and humble. I know him like a book.
To be your co-host, you have to be strong as he is to work with.
My brother, Jazakallah so much. You make dua for us. You're a wonderful man. And we say Jazakallah to all the contestants as well.
Jazakallah.
Okay, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother Muhammad from Mayfair, we say Jazakallah, my brother. You almost were there. You answered quite well. 2 questions you answered correctly. But it was not good enough. The brothers got 3. Sister from Natal, inshallah, try again. And the winner for tonight is a brother from Lens. MashaAllah, he walks away with 1,000 rands, Mali Swayam.
Yes, that's correct, Malana. He says that I must have lots of sabr to do the program with you. I can just imagine your family, what they must be going through. I'm only with you 1 month in a year. They are with you 365 days a year. I can just imagine what they might be going through.
Jazakumallah. Engineer sir, brother, Jazakumallah. And we conclude the program today, dear listeners. Inshallah, every night we're going to be having the quiz just after 6 o'clock. Make special dua for all of us, inshallah. We continue. And yes, we have some Radio Islam International. We're going to be together, inshallah, from 9 o'clock tonight. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.